On the 28th day of October, Halloween gave to me 28 taters totting, 27 baby incubators, 26 father's eyes, 25 nipples biting, 24 demons moaning, 23 heads skittering, 22 detectives thrilling, 21 wieners stretching, 20 zombies climbing, 19 Richards cheesing, 18 undead trains, 17 morticians regaling, 16 Vincents cracking, 15 Lees counting, 14 brides abiding, 13 Carfax abbeys, 12 fathers stripping, 11 au pairs drowning, 10 children creeping, 9 Roddies seizing, 8 snowy mazes, 7 bacons digging, 6 doorways bending, 5 children yowling, 4 zombie bulls, 3 haunted mirrors, 2 monster houses, and a fog that makes it hard to see. Well, hey there. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, October 28th. We only have 3 days left on the calendar before the end of October, and that means Halloween. Halloween is Saturday. I know in many communities, trick-or-treating is kind of on the kibosh because of the recent spike in COVID cases and whatnot, and that's a bummer. I'm gonna have candy. It's going to be on the porch. I'm going to have the light on, and I'm probably going to keep my distance too, which is a real bummer, but, you know, got to keep safe, y'all. Got to keep safe. I've got actual honest to goodness friends of mine who have been suffering with COVID, and I don't want it. That shit seems nasty. Like not all the time, but when it gets nasty, that shit seems pretty nasty. So, be careful out there, everybody. Just keep yourself safe. Keep your loved ones safe. That's all I'll say about it. No political statements here. Just be safe. That's all. That out of the way, and that's kind of sad. But it's still Halloween. There are still plenty of reasons to celebrate. One of them is this. I have had such a grand time going through this list of movies, and I'm really disappointed it's coming to an end, but also, I gotta be honest with you, not doing a podcast every day sounds okay next month. Maybe every other day. So, but it has been a great time. I fully intend to do this again next year with an entirely new set of movies. So, you know, let me know if you're interested in hearing more of this next year. I have no issue with making this a Legion tradition. I think it kind of ought to be. We ought to celebrate in grand fashion. So let me have a little sip of coffee here. That's good, Joe. So we're talking about the last of our Possession movies today. And that means we're talking about Starry Eyes. Starry Eyes is one of the more recent films on the list, one of the lesser known movies on the list, perhaps, and one of my favorites on the list, quite frankly. Watching it again, it was really, in some ways, revelatory to see Alex Esso, who has gone on to do really good work in a lot of stuff, to see her in kind of her breakout role, the one that was like, holy shit, who is this? And she is just fantastic. Like, she has an enormous amount of range in the movie. She is up to the challenge of a very difficult role. For those of you who have never seen it, Starry Eyes is Alex Esso is the actress who plays a young girl who wants to be a movie star. Not young girl, a young woman, sorry. A young actress in LA trying to make it, working a shitty job at this place that's kind of based on Hooters, called like Taters or something. I know they call the kids Tater Tots, and that's also somewhat a euphemism for the tits. Anyway, so she's trying to make it big. She hangs out with a group of sort of ne'er-do-wells fellow actors and directors and people in the industry and stuff like that. Noah Segan, notably, is one of the guys that is in that crew. And there's a bit of the familiar, if you've ever been in the arts to any degree, where you have pursued a project with other people who are also artistic in nature and can sometimes be lazy as well. And there's a hint of that, of like this sort of aimless actor culture of like, we're going on auditions. Sometimes we get them. Most of the time we don't. And we're just kind of hanging out waiting for something to happen. And Alex Esso's character, to her credit, is, you know, she works a shitty job, but she's working a shitty job and going to auditions and stuff like that and trying to manage that. Like, I want to pursue my dreams, but also I have to pay the bills. It's that, you know, art versus commerce kind of thing, only on a micro personal level. And so Alex Esso ends up going to an audition that changes her life when she runs into a group that is like, hey, we think that you're something special. And the reason they think she's something special is because you may have heard Duncan and I talk about this. But there's a scene in which she gives an audition. She does pretty well. But then as she leaves the room, she's certainly under the impression that she is not going to get this role. And so she goes into a bathroom stall and has a good old fashioned freak out that involves her ripping out her own hair and that kind of thing. And then one of the women from the audition room sees her doing this and is like, you know, maybe we acted a little too hastily. Maybe you're just the girl we're looking for after all. And so so begins a very cultish experience as she is like indoctrinated and changed to become part of this new group. And there is a great massacre scene leading up to her final transformation. And it's a terrific movie. It, like, on the thematic level, it works. You know, it's that kind of what price fame sort of thing. But also, when you look at her shitty friends, you're like, is this the wrong choice? Probably, but I get it. You know, and that's what you want with a movie like this, is the I get it. I understand why she does this. Like, she becomes a horrifying monster in many ways, but I get it. So that the theme works well. It is graphic at times in a way that is surprising, but really fun. And you just can't overstate how good Alex Esso is in the role. Like, this is, it's sort of that Rosemary's Baby thing of like, without Mia Farrow, Rosemary's Baby doesn't work. And in much of the same way, without an actress like an Alex Esso, and I struggle to think who could do the part better. I don't know. But like, this turn for her is that kind of thing where the movie just doesn't, it just falls apart if she doesn't deliver a great performance. And she does. She's a great actress. Has got Mike Flanagan got wind of her and is throwing her into a lot of stuff now. Like, she famously was the Wendy in Dr. Sleep, and oh my god, she is so good. She is like, it's such a minor role. Alex Esso as Wendy Torrance is fucking amazing. I can't recommend that small bit. I like the whole movie, but that little moment is so good. Danny, she just, oh, it's just pitch perfect. But so Starry Eyes, fantastic. Can't recommend it enough. You should definitely include it in a list of your final watches, which we are getting right down to. These are the last of the movies we're going to be watching this Halloween. And I've got three more, folks. I got three more in the pipe. Three classics that we will be talking about. Like I said, we're probably not going to talk about these same movies again next year. So I was a little more, a little more forgiving of my picks being maybe fairly mainstream, at least two of the three, perhaps. So at any rate, you can look, as always, folks, no wagering, please. But I think we're gonna have a good time with the final three. All right, that's it, folks. Have a great Wednesday. Have a spooky Wednesday. And we'll be back here tomorrow for the 29th day in our 31 days of Halloween celebration. As always, you can drop me a line at bo@legionpodcast.com if you want to join in the final days of our celebration. Please feel free to. And otherwise, I will see everybody tomorrow. Bye.